It was a pretty stark warning from the WHO yesterday that the world is on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure over vaccination. Their argument is that the current me-first approach is self-defeating because it'll push up prices and encourage hoarding. We have, not surprisingly, focused on the top of the vaccination league table to take lessons from how they've done it and what effect it's had. So Israel has had a lot of attention, less so the occupied Palestinian territories, which are among those at the bottom. Our Middle East correspondent Tom Bateman joins us. And Tom, what is the situation on the ground with vaccinations?
Well, it's an uncertain time for Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The reality is they are likely to get access to vaccines in one of only two ways. And that is, firstly, the so-called COVAX project, led by the World Health Organization that you were mentioning there. That is the project that is designed to supply vaccines free of charge to poorer regions of the world. Now, the WHO says that they may become available towards anything from early this year to the middle of this year, but it's looking like it will be some months to wait for that. And that will only cover 20% of the population, focusing on health workers and vulnerable groups, including the elderly. And then the other means is the Palestinian Authority itself. Now, this is the organization that has limited self-rule in parts of the occupied Palestinian territories. Now, they have ordered, they've said, 4 million of the Russian Sputnik vaccine and also 2 million of the Oxford AstraZeneca. And in fact, the civil affairs minister, Hussein al-Sheikh, has been in Moscow in the last few days and is even supposed to be bringing back the first dispatch of 5,000 doses personally, although it looks like that is somewhat delayed. But the point is, this is going to take time. So 5 million Palestinians in those areas are still waiting. And in the meantime, human rights organizations like Amnesty International and Physicians for Human Rights aid groups, latterly the Palestinian Authority itself and the Human Rights Council of the United Nations have been calling on Israel to say, as the occupying power, it is its responsibility to supply vaccines to Palestinians in those areas.
So, Tom, what responsibility, legal and moral, does Israel have over the Palestinian territories?
Well, like so many things, Sarah, here, it's completely contested. I mean, what Israel says in response to that claim that I've just set out there is that under the Oslo Accords that were signed by the Palestinians in the mid-90s, that it is the responsibility of the Palestinian Authority for health provision, although they have said they would put their own citizens first, but if they can help others, they will inevitably do that. So the Palestinian Authority says that while it accepts it has a duty, it describes itself as defenseless in the face of the virus because of the occupation. Now, the Oslo Accords did transfer health provision to the Palestinian Authority, but they also say there should be a cooperation between the two sides when it comes to epidemics. Sure. And fundamentally, I think the point about Oslo is it was only meant to last 5 years and it's left these very creaking structures in place. And meanwhile, those infection rates go on.
Tom Bateman, thank you very much.